My best day was when I got the letter from the doctor saying that they couldn't find any tumors and I was cancer free.
This is the Raw Life Health Show. Raw Life.
Hello, everybody. It's Paul Neeson with the Raw Life Health Show, and we have a special guest here today. Another amazing healing story on the Raw Life Health Show. We have the story of Jill Gaynor. Okay, Jill, tell us a little about yourself. Tell us why you're on the show. Tell us about your amazing healing. What is it that you were healed from?
Well, the story starts about 3 years ago. I was diagnosed with a endocrine disease, which causes tumors throughout the endocrine system, and they eventually become cancerous. And basically what had happened is I started getting strange symptoms, and at the time, doctors couldn't figure it out. I was diagnosed with everything from depression, malnutrition. Nobody could figure it out until I went to about the sixth doctor, and then they discovered the tumor in my thyroid, and then literally everything went downhill from there. They kept finding more and more tumors. My condition just went, it got worse and worse. I wasn't recovering from any of the surgeries. And then it got so bad that my husband, who's a musician, decided to take time away from his band and come home to be with me because we didn't know what was going to happen. And it had gotten so bad that people were reaching out. And one of the people was my brother-in-law, Ian. And he got me in touch with the health foods company, got me started. I went completely vegan, changed my life, started taking all sorts of supplements, juicing, everything raw. And within a matter of months, my test results were back in the normal range. My tumors were shrinking. I was blown away, and so were the doctors. And so here I am today after 3 years of battling a disease with traditional medicine, and then literally taking 6 months of healthy eating, raw foods, doing the vegan lifestyle, taking care of my body, meditating, and now I'm completely healthy.
Wow, amazing. So let's go back to the beginning here. When you were growing up, or were you, did you eat healthy, or have any idea what healthy eating was, or did you just eat anything?
Well, actually, I grew up on a farm in North Dakota. And the Midwest, as you know, is kind of meat and potatoes country. And I guess I thought I was eating very healthy. I wasn't eating junk food ever, but I was eating meat and potatoes and vegetables from a can. I was literally surrounded by fields of barley, wheat, you name it. And not to mention all the chemicals that they spray all of the crops with. And I didn't think I was doing the wrong thing, but now looking back, I realize I did a lot of things wrong.
So the severity of your illness was that they discovered a tumor in your thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what led up to this? When did you first starting with symptoms? When did it first start, and what were the symptoms?
Actually, one of the first symptoms I had, it was probably the scariest thing I've ever went through in my life. I started sweating at night and having like anxiety attacks. And then I actually was rushed to the hospital because they said I had what was called thyroid storm. My blood pressure was through the roof. My heartbeat was through the roof. They ended up putting me on propranolol, which is like a heart medication, because my heart rate was through the roof. I was losing weight like crazy. Couldn't figure out what was going on. I was having body aches. Doctors were thinking that I had fibromyalgia, arthritis. Nobody could figure it out.
And you're a young woman. How old were you when this was going on?
I was 31 when this started.
31. And from there, you said you went to six different doctors?
Yes.
Now, as they were trying to figure out what was wrong, I assume they were giving you drugs and everything else while they were figuring it out, correct?
Oh, absolutely. The amount of money that we've spent on doctors and medication, I would go through, I almost felt like a lab rat for a period of time because they kept giving me different medications. They wouldn't work, so they told me to keep taking them, even though the side effects were much worse than the symptoms, and then switching me onto new medication over and over again. And I will tell you this, I actually had my thyroid removed 2 years ago and was on Synthroid and Armour. And with doing all of the vegan raw foods, I actually got really into doing coconut oil supplements, eating all sorts of tropical fruits. I have not taken any Armour or Synthroid since then, and I feel great.
Wow. And how'd you get your thyroid removed? Was it through radiation or?
It was surgical, and then they did the biopsy and found that there was no other cancer, so I didn't need any other treatments.
Okay, so the only surgery you had was getting your thyroid removed.
And my thyroid removed, and then I also had a tumor on my pituitary that disappeared. Had a tumor in my adrenal gland, which was causing, they had me on steroids for a long period of time. That disappeared. And then I had another tumor in my uterus, and that disappeared.
So you had tumors all over your body. How many tumors did you have at one time?
Five.
Five, and they were all cancerous.
They didn't do biopsies on those, but one, I actually have all the paperwork on all of it, but they disappeared.
And did they give you at all, at any time, chemo or radiation?
No.
Okay. Did they want to, or they didn't get to that point?
It didn't get to that point because we had gone to a new doctor who was working with the Mayo Clinic, and they had wanted to go forward and send me down there and have all of these things done. And obviously, with that would come other treatments. And I didn't want to do it. I was so exhausted for 2 years of nonstop medication. I just didn't want to do it anymore. I wanted to try something different.
So up to that point, you hadn't really none, no doctors or anyone up to that point ever told you anything about lifestyle or diet. Is that
No,
correct?
no.
Okay. And then when did you first hear that there's another way or diet or lifestyle might help the situation? When did you first hear it?
That was actually in November of 2011. And my brother-in-law, Ian, who is the drum tech for the band Anthrax, he sent me an email with a link to Rockin' Wellness. And I ended up getting a hold of the owner of that company, whom he's friends with, and had a conversation with him. And he outlined everything, what I should do, where it came to different foods, going vegan, basically healing my body from the inside out.
Wow. And then as you started to do it, when did you notice that this really works? Like how soon afterwards?
It was immediate. The first day I started doing the supplements, and I noticed a change. I had such severe vitamin deficiency because, on top of the endocrine disease, I also have celiac disease. So basically, all the medication that they were giving me wasn't absorbing into my system because my intestines were so damaged. And taking those supplements, going completely gluten-free, doing the raw foods, it was like my body was finally getting what it needed, and I felt better immediately.
Well, as you were getting better, or even as you were trying this so-called alternative therapy, which is eating natural foods and living healthy, did your family, I'm not talking about your husband and people close to you, I'm talking about your family, maybe distant family that aren't in your house, did they worry that you need to go to the doctors or what you're doing is you're messing around with your health too much? Did you have any negativity about what you were doing from anyone?
Not in my family, no. I did get from friends, a few of them thought I was crazy because I wasn't eating meat. They thought that that was not healthy. But obviously, their opinion didn't matter because I went on with what my body felt. Obviously, we've been living in our bodies. I've been in this body for 34 years. I know when I feel good and I know when I don't. And I felt good. And I actually got a lot of people to try the lifestyle, and some of my friends were losing weight like crazy. They felt great. They had energy. And that's what I experienced. And my extended family all saw it immediately because they knew how sick I was for such a long period of time. And to see that change immediately, they were really impressed.
Well, tell us about in your whole experience. I mean, you've told us about when you went to the hospital with these night sweats and anxiety, but out of the whole experience you went through, what was your worst, from a health standpoint, your worst moment?
Probably about a year ago when they found the other tumor, that was probably the worst because we'd been through so much, so many doctor's appointments, traveling. I mean, because the doctors in rural North Dakota, you have to drive a few hours to get to them. So you literally lose a day just going to the doctor. But getting the note that they'd found the other tumor, and I felt crushed. I absolutely felt crushed. I thought, you know, it's been so many years. What's next? And I was scared out of my mind. And that's literally when my brother-in-law called me, was 2 days after that. So it was almost like a divine intervention because I was at the end of my rope. I didn't know what else to do.
Wow, and now tell us about your best day.
The best moment actually is documented on YouTube. I had one of my friends say, "Okay, you're doing this. If it works, you need to document it." So I started videotaping these things and putting them on YouTube. My best day was when I got the letter from the doctor saying that they couldn't find any tumors and I was cancer-free. And I framed it and hung it up on my wall.
This is the first time in 3 years. See, you know, you guys made me cry. Awesome for you. First time in 3 years that everything is normal.
Wow. Now, what would your advice be? Because there's a lot of people going out watching this right now that are in their worst days. And some of them might have heard that there's other things they could do, some of them might have not. But what would your advice be to those people?
My advice is to educate yourself, do as much reading as you can. Speak to people that have healed themselves, people that have no motivation financially, just somebody that wants to share information with you, because that's what happened to me. Nobody wanted any money from me, they just wanted to help. Basically, go through every option possible, find out what works for you. And what I found is that if you truly want to make a change in your life, you have to change your mind. And that's what I did. I went from being a North Dakota farm girl carnivore to a raw foodie, which is a huge jump. And it took some mental courage, but it happened. And here I am. I'm active again. I don't have pains. I'm not taking medication, and I'm having fun. I'm having a lot of fun.
Wow, and do you has your outlook in life changed in terms of what you want to do for the career path, or did it not affect that?
Oh, absolutely. The last 2 years, I was basically unable to work. I was going to work, but I felt terrible, and my work suffered because of it. And now here I am. I have insane amounts of energy. I'm working hard with my husband now, and he's back on the road on tour, and we're getting ready to relocate to Atlanta, Georgia. I just accepted quite possibly my dream job, and everything is just falling into place. And I think a lot of it has to do with health and basically having a positive outlook on life. And here we are.
Now, has your spiritual focus at all changed, or has been awakened, or has that not been affected?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think a lot of it has to do with the depression that we were living in for such a long period of time because we kept receiving bad news over and over again, and that really weighs heavily on the spirit. And now it's almost like everything has turned around. I'm healthy now. I'm active. My husband's back in the band. We're starting a new chapter in our life, and I find myself just grateful for the experience because I think that had we not gone through what we had gone through and struggled and had to come to terms with the disease and figure out a way to fix it, we wouldn't be as thankful or as appreciative for everything that's happening now.
Absolutely. I myself overcame a terrible illness, inflammatory bowel disease, and it's what got me into doing what I do now. And it's to interview people like yourself that are so inspirational to people out there that need to hear this. And there's so many mediums out there to do so today. I'm just so excited about this, and I just want everyone to I'm sure you can make yourself available through the internet, a website, or you said you had a YouTube page. Do you have a website?
I don't have a website, but I've had a couple people tell me I need to get on that.
Yes, okay. What about, you said you have something on YouTube. How can people find you on YouTube? Give them your name, or maybe they could do a search on YouTube.
Yeah, and actually my YouTube account is just under Jillian Rock.
Jillian Rock, R-O-C-K?
Yep.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. All right, Jillian, there's so many people out there that are watching right now. Anything else you want to say about your situation or any advice or suggestions you want to give to anyone?
I think what I'd like to say is anybody that's out there that's struggling with a chronic disease that has tried everything in modern medicine and it just continues to get worse and worse, to step back, look at the big picture and change your mind. Try something different. Don't be afraid to try something different. And don't give up, because there's so much out there. There's so many opportunities to heal yourself. And as long as you keep searching that out and stay positive, you're going to find it.
Great. Now, I know you're very happy where you're at now. Now you have knowledge and now you have energy and your health back. Mm-hmm. Looking back on the whole situation, is there anything you would have did different with what you know now?
I would have done this when I first found out I got sick.
Yes. What about growing up? Would you have changed back then your ways from when you were a teenager to where you were eating and living?
Oh, absolutely. I look back and I remember being in college and being tired out of my mind. I went to college and I have my degree in interior architecture. And I'm not kidding. I would drink an entire pot of coffee during the day just to stay awake. I mean, that's just terrible. I look back and think, why did I do that? I think it's so important to not only take care of your body, but to take care of your spirit. And if you're giving your body what it needs, you're not going to experience the fatigue, the depression. Everything is just going to be full of energy and excitement. And that's the way I feel every morning. I'm not tired when I wake up. I'm ready to rock, really.
Wonderful. Well, you know, the Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and I'm so thrilled that you now have knowledge, and now you're building your body. You're no longer destroying it. You've got health, and you have energy, and it's just so excited to hear another wonderful, great story. So thank you so much for taking time and joining us.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Now, if by any chance there is somebody experiencing the same issue you had, can they contact you through your YouTube page? Is that the best way?
Oh, absolutely. I've been doing that. A lot of people have been sending me like private messages through the YouTube, and I basically just outline what I did to heal myself. And a couple people come back and say, "Oh my gosh, I feel so much better." I have no problem with that. I think it is so important that if you're given a gift like this, you know, second chance at life, you really need to pay it forward and help others so that they can do the same.
Wonderful. So if anyone's in the Atlanta, Georgia area and you see a girl smiling that looks very healthy, it might be Jillian.
It's been really fun sharing with other people how to make the change and make their lives easier, because so many people say, "Oh, it's too expensive. It's too hard. I can't do it." It is so easy. And I'm not spending any extra on my grocery bill right now.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us. That was just great. Thank you.
Nature's wealth, good for your health. This is the Raw Life Health Show. Raw Life. Brighten up your life.